Blog Talk Radio.
Back at it again. It's another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I am your host, Rick Saratella, back for the 2015 NFL Draft season. And today we're bringing you the names you need to know first with Utah tight end Wesley Tonga. He's going to be joining us here in just a second as he joins the MyFantasyLeague.com hotline. Just want to take a quick second for everybody to take a second. Check out MyFantasyLeague.com for all your fantasy football web hosting solutions. That's MyFantasyLeague.com for all your fantasy football web hosting solutions. Like I said, I am your host, Rick Saratella. We're going to be joined by Utah tight end Wesley Tonga today, fresh off his appearance in the NFL PA Collegiate Bowl. Going to talk to him a little bit about the coaching that he received down in the All-Star game. Then we're going to get into a little bit of his pro day preparation that he's going through as he gets ready for the big Utah pro day. Now, this past season, he did lead the team with 4 touchdown catches, had 30 receptions, 391 yards, and started all 13 games, 15 career starts. And in just a second, Wesley Tonga, I should say, is going to join us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Utah has had some good recent success with the NFL Draft. Had a couple players taken last season. Another tight end, actually, Jake Murphy, Trevor Riley, another guy that we were looking at leading up to the draft last year. And, of course, a couple years ago, star Lotulelei went very high in the 2013 NFL draft. So head coach Kyle Whittingham putting together a pretty good team, 9-4 this past season, 45-10 stampede over Colorado State in the bowl game. And Utah did have a pretty tough schedule to pull off 9 wins. They played teams like Michigan, UCLA, USC, Oregon, Stanford, just to name a few. So when we get Wesley on, we will ask him about who are some of his toughest opponents. And looking forward to learning more about Wesley Tonga, the Utah tight end. Just kind of still evaluating him ourselves here at the NFL Draft Bible early into the process. So looking forward to getting to know a little bit more about Wesley Tonga. Of course, we'll also get the lowdown and scouting reports on Nate Orchard, possible first-round pick from Utah, as well as Drace Anderson, fellow wide receiver from the Utes, looking to also make his path to the draft. So we'll get to get the scouting reports from Wesley Tonga himself on his teammates, and he should be joining us in just a minute or two as we get ready for the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. In case you're tuning in for the first time, we have a lot of good interviews lined up here on blogtalkradio.com. We have the All Access Football Network, of course, the NFL Draft Bible Radio Network, and we also are doing a lot of good video content as well on our YouTube channel. So check us out on YouTube at All Access Football. And, of course, anything we do is always posted on our Twitter account, so you can always find out the latest and greatest on our Twitter account at NFL Draft Bible. So you want to get the latest on our player interviews on our YouTube, whether it's video, audio, blog talk, radio. We have our Path to the Draft reality online web series also taking place. So check out NFLDraftBible.com. I'm really excited. The whole NFL draft process. We have the NFL Scouting Combine in about 2 weeks or so, and then the Pro Day circuit begins. So with that being said, it's time to welcome in the man of the hour. He is Utah tight end Wesley Tonga, joining us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. How are we doing today, Wesley?
Really good, really good. Thank you. Appreciate you having me on the show.
Well, we appreciate you taking some time out of your hectic schedule this time of year. I know, you know, when you get ready for your pro day preparation, it's pretty much training all day and night, eat, breathe, live, sleep, football. So let's start off right there. What are you doing right now? Where are you working out? How often are you working out? What are you doing to get ready for your big pro day workout?
I'm just out here in Salt Lake. I'm working out at a place called JMP, John Madsen Performance. I came back here so I could use the Utah facilities and a little, you know, some of the connections I have out here. It's been a really great process, but yeah, it's basically 24/7. Everything I do is geared towards that. So if I'm not training, it's active rest. If I'm not active rest, then it's training. So it's basically, you know, never sleep.
Yeah, and you know, how different is the process now as opposed to during the season where you're getting ready, you're getting prepared to play football games? The season ends and now it's more about you getting ready, trying to make that transition to the next level. Talk to me a little bit more about the different techniques of training for a football game as opposed to getting ready for a pro day workout and things of that nature. I mean, what kind of drills are you doing? What are you trying to improve right now in terms of your pro day?
Well, a lot of it is very similar, but I think mainly probably the most different thing is there's no school involved. So that's a big plus because there's nothing drawing my attention away from the football field. But for me going in, I played in the NFLPA Bowl, and that was a really, you know, that was a blessing for me to be able to have that opportunity to rub shoulders with those guys, with the players and with the, you know, the NFL players. What I learned from that is that, you know, the scouts wanted me to see me get a little stronger, wanted to see me be, you know, be stout in the blocking systems. And so that's what I'm working on now. I got to stay sharp in my route running and my catching, but that's something that I've always been able to have a talent at. Blocking is something that I obviously need to improve on. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm working with some guys to help me in that area, just making sure I get stronger and faster and all that good stuff that everybody's doing right now. So you just got to stay on your toes and make sure you – what's that?
No, go ahead. You got it.
Yeah, that's just
– I didn't mean to cut you off there, Wesley. Just wanted to reset for the audience. Wesley Tonga, Utah tight end, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And you mentioned the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl out there in Carson, California. I think they do a really good job. And I really like the coaching staffs that they put together every year for the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl. So if you could just elaborate a little bit more, Wesley, on just some of the coaches that you got to work with down there, or over there, I should say, and, you know, what was maybe the best piece of advice that you took away from the whole NFLPA Collegiate Bowl experience?
Mike Holmgren was our head coach. We had, you know, it was obviously an all-star cast of coaches. All those guys just love being around football, and it's just a wealth of knowledge. I mean, their core, like, six people, I think they said they had, like almost 70 years of NFL experience. So that's just a wealth of knowledge to be able to tap into. And it was awesome to be able to be there. Learned a lot about football, learned a lot about, you know, kind of behind the scenes, about the shield of football, and then the NFL Players Union. And honestly, that was probably one of the biggest learning experiences, is watching those guys or hearing those guys talk about their careers and the hardest things that they had to do and how to be successful as a professional and not just a football player, how to build a network, how to build a team, how to, you know, have your team stay in their lane and not have people cross over, and have your mom doing your finances and being your spiritual advisor and your cheerleader and all those types of things. But to be able to be balanced and to be a good person, and to really just have a successful career, and more importantly for them, their idea was to build a successful person that can do great things after their football life is over.
Yeah, definitely some good advice there. And we all know the average playing career of an NFL player is about 3.5 years, give or take. So you always have to have that backup plan. So that's a good message they sent there. But let's talk more about Wesley Tonga on the field. Let's dig into some of your skill sets, and, you know, maybe somebody tuning in for the first time that's just finding out about you, Wesley. I mean, let's get it straight from the horse's mouth. I mean, give me a little scouting report on yourself. What do you bring to the table? What are some of your strengths and attributes?
I think the biggest strength that I have is probably the versatility. For myself, going to the University of Utah, we've had, I think we're on our seventh coordinator in 6 years. And so for me, I had six different offensive coordinators in 5 years. So I learned a pro-style offense, I learned a spread. I played out of the wing a little bit. I played in the backfield. I played in the slot. I played out in receiver, played attached. And so I think the learning curve, you know, might not hit me as hard as, you know, some other people going into camp, and that's something that I'm looking forward to. And over the course of my career, I don't think I was a very smart football player to begin with, but, you know, going through by the end of my career, that's something I counted on to know that I knew more about my assignment than the person across from me. And so it was easier for me to execute it, and I had to do it with, you know, with quick feet and whatever it was to get the job done. So that's something I'm looking to expand on, looking to expand my knowledge of the game always. But, yeah, just as an all-around strength, that's probably the biggest thing is, you know, the ability to learn and, you know, my athleticism down the field and things like that, my hands.
Yeah, and you had a very productive season this past year, flashing the playmaking ability, 30 catches, nearly 400 receiving yards, tied for the team lead with 4 touchdown catches. And, you know, you guys had that big blowout victory in the bowl game, finished with 9 victories. And you guys had a very tough schedule. I mean, you guys played the likes of Michigan, UCLA, USC, Oregon, Stanford. If I had to ask you, you know, who was the toughest opponent, whether it was a team or an individual player, I mean, who's the toughest team or player that you went up against during your career?
You know, for us, Oregon was an outstanding opponent. And obviously, I mean, it's their record and their, you know, their season speaks for itself, but it's really rare to see a team that can turn the corner on somebody like that so fast. Cause we were, I think we pulled it within a field goal by the fourth quarter, but you know, that's just what they do. People, you know, it's easy to defend their defense for the first quarter, maybe even the second quarter, third quarter, it's difficult. Fourth quarter, you know, they can just turn the corner on people and just throw up points. And Marcus Mariota was, you know, every bit, the talent that they said he was. So that they were probably the toughest opponent that we had. And it showed. I mean, they went all the way to the national championship.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay, we're talking to Wesley Tonga here, Utah tight end, joining us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Now, I know, you know, a little bit of adversity throughout your career, Wesley. I know 2013 was cut short, little medical redshirt year. Why don't you just take us through your junior season or the 2013 campaign and just tell us about what you learned from that experience? How difficult was it to watch from the sideline, and did it make you stronger in the long run just in terms of your preparation for this past year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, going into that season, I was really poised for a lot of success. I was looking forward to it. It was actually my senior season, and then going down so early in the season was, you know, it was obviously devastating to anybody. Fortunately for me, I was able to kind of rally around the team and, you know, help them get through some of the tough times. And, you know, obviously being around the team, it helps you to do the same. It was very tough, you know, not being able to help your team. And, you know, some of the things that I brought to the table were some of the things that we were really lacking. I know that Travis, our quarterback at the time, I came a lot around on a lot of blocks for him, and that was something that he wasn't able to pull the ball as much, and so I saw that, and that's tough to see. But coming into the next season, it was such a blessing. I mean, the seniors that we had this year, they were amazing, obviously. The team just kind of fell together. Coming back after an injury, You just find a way to double your efforts, whatever they are. No matter how hard you work, you got to find a way to double your efforts and make sure that you're on the same page as everybody. And you're really fortunately for me, it wasn't a super serious injury. Had we gone to a bowl game, I probably would have come back during the season. But because we were eliminated from bowl play so early, made the decision to shut it down just to, you know, make sure that I'm able to go full speed instead of, you know, just taping it up and whatever. I had a sprain in my left MCL, but yeah, as a whole, it was a tough situation. But I think, you know, the strong players find a way to make those things strengths.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, your head coach, Kyle Whittingham, has put together a strong program there at Utah. Like we mentioned, 9 wins this past season. What was the biggest difference, do you think, from this year, from the previous year, where you guys did not make a bowl game, and then winning 9 games this past year and enjoying that bowl success? I mean, what was the biggest difference, do you think, in your opinion?
You know, we added we added some talent, which is always important with any team. You gotta add, you know, the pieces. I mean, the players are the ones that play on the field, and that's, you know, that's irreplaceable. So that was part of the equation. And then another part of the equation was the senior leadership that we had. I mean, during that 2013 campaign, we were in a lot of games, a lot of those games. But they all went. They went down to the wire, and we weren't able to get over the hump. I mean, Oregon State lost in overtime on a by like 2 inches over one of our defensive backs' hands. We had a couple situations like that. So drawing from that this year was really important for us to be able to get over that hump, to find out just how thin the margin of error is, and to be able to close that gap was really important for us in the off season, in the film room, during the season. Knowing, you know, there's kind of a rise and a fall during the season that, you know, you got to stay on your toes. You got to be able to, you know, put the game aside when you need to get away from it, and then come back to it full throttle, chomping at the bit when you got to come back. But, yeah, I think that was, you know, some of the main things that helped us to have success this year.
And, you know, as we said before, the Utes have been putting a lot of players into the NFL. There's about almost 40 players, I believe, from the University of Utah. And, you know, last year you had fellow tight end Jake Murphy, Trevor Riley, a couple guys making the jump. This year, again, you know, a lot of attention at that Utah Pro Day. Your teammate Nate Orchard, possible first-round pick, Drace Anderson, a couple other guys. So the NFL contingent should be out there heavily for your pro day. Have you had a chance to talk to any of your former teammates, any of the guys that have gone on to the next level? If so, I mean, what have you been able to, you know, pick their brain in terms of the whole NFL draft process?
Oh, yeah, I do that a lot. I keep in real close contact with Jake Murphy and Trevor. Both have been really great resources for me in learning this process, because obviously it's a stressful process, and in talking to some of those guys that have made it through, that first year is, you know, obviously greatly important, but it's also extremely stressful. And so knowing how to weather that storm, I think, is very important. And to learn that process from guys that have already done it has, you know, been helpful to me, obviously, up to this point. I mean, at a certain point, you kind of got to walk alone in your own process and understand that while other people can give you advice, you have to know yourself well enough to figure things out for yourself. But yeah, they've been a great resource, and you know, some of the things that they've talked to me about is, you know, you can't be too serious about the whole process. But I mean, obviously, it's hard to tell somebody that when they're fighting for their livelihood. I mean, all my eggs are in this basket. This is what I'm doing. This is what I expect to make it. I expect team. I expect to go in there and compete for a job. That's what I'm doing. This is my job. And while I am, you know, a football player, I'm a professional, and that's what I'm looking to go in and you know, have success at.
Now, one of the biggest parts of the whole NFL draft process is the agent selection process. So, I mean, take me through. It's almost getting re-recruited all over again. You know, when you graduate high school, you get recruited by the colleges. When you graduate college, you get recruited by the agents. So, take me through that whole process and how you winded up choosing an agent.
You know, it's an interesting process, and I think it's a little different for each guy. For myself, I knew what I wanted. I met with a couple agents, and by some of those middle meetings, I figured out the things that I desired in an agent, the things that I would look for, and what I wanted. I wanted a workhorse. I met with some agents, and they were honestly, you know, a little touchy-feely, like, hey, we want to give you this, we want to give you that. And for myself, I look at myself as, first as a professional and then as a football player. I mean, I'm going to be professional in everything that I do, and so I don't want somebody that's going to sell me dreams that are not my dreams. I want to be successful, and I'm working and doing everything that I can, everything that I can think of, to have success on the football field, and I want somebody that's chomping at the bit to do that. And so for myself, what I was looking for is that, you know, I'm a product. I'm looking to sell myself to teams. I'm looking to have success. And I wanted an agent that will sell me in that same way and work for themselves. I don't want somebody that's going to work for me and try to sell me on dreams. And so going into that process, I think I nailed, hit the nail on the head with the with what I was looking for, and, you know, it's been a great process. I'm with Evan Brennan, Seven Sports Group, and they've done a great job for me up to this point, and, you know, lining everything up for me, and it's been a real blessing.
Well, I know your agent personally, and Mr. Evan Brennan does a great job, so we're going to give him a shout-out here on the show because I respect his grind, and you are in good hands with the Seven Sports Group, so good
yeah,
luck
absolutely.
With the rest of your journey. And before we let you go, one last one for you, Wesley. I like to throw this one out there, give you a chance to sell yourself in case any NFL teams are listening right now, but if I am an NFL general manager, I want you, Wesley Tonga, to tell me why I should draft you.
Should draft me for, obviously, my football playing ability, the intangibles, my leadership, the ability to learn from others, and mostly that I'm going to do everything that I can. If there's a chance that I will make it, then I'll make it. But, you know, everything's on me.
Great attitude to have, and, you know, I can't let you skate out of here without getting an official height and weight from you, Wesley, so why don't you just hit us with that before you go?
Yesterday I was 6'4", 242.
Okay, and I doubt I'll squeeze it out of you, but any guesses or projections for the 40-yard dash, or you want to leave that for the moment of truth on your pro day?
Yeah, we'll leave that for the moment of truth.
Very good. I didn't think I was going to get much there, but I got to try because that's what we do here at the NFL
yep.
Draft Bible. But it was definitely
yep,
a pleasure speaking
job.
With you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to digging into more of your film and watching you here the next couple months to see where your journey takes you. But please do keep us posted, Wesley. Appreciate you taking some time. Go crush it today at training, and we'll definitely be talking to you in the future.
Thank you, thank you. You have a good one.
All right, there you have it. Utah tight end Wesley Tonga on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. 38 career games, 15 starts, 400 receiving yards this past year. Playmaking tight end, you heard it, you know, 6'4", 242. But he plays like a wide receiver, and he made a couple plays there in the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl, for those of you who want to go back and check that out. But a very successful career at the University of Utah. We were fortunate to have him here for a few minutes on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Again, shout out to Evan Brennan for helping coordinate this interview. And we will have more exclusive interviews leading up to the 2015 NFL Draft with your host, Rick Saratella. Till the next time, catch you later, everybody.